Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you. Welcome to the Mind of Christ Covenant Broadcast Hour. We thank God for His precious blood that covers our soul. We make no excuse, for this is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. We're grateful tonight to be able to come again to share the goodness of the Lord and His grace and mercy towards us. Amen. We serve an awesome God. We serve a mighty, mighty good God. And on tonight, we just want to share a word. Amen. Familiar passage of scripture and a story, but it seems to catch my eye, some things we've been going through and dealing with. And it seems like when the opposition is against us, when we look at the opposition that it is at times, we tend to question our walk, our faith, or our strength, our backup. We tend to question our support, or even sometimes we find ourselves questioning our position or even our anointing. But the Lord comes to encourage us and to give us to know that when we are connected to Him, He has our back. The book of Joshua will be coming from tonight, Joshua, the 10th chapter, the 1st through the 15th verses. This story stands out because this king, set and allowed animosity and jealousy. He allowed a strife and envy to form in his heart. He allowed greed to form in his heart. And because of this, he found himself out seeking the help of others. And while seeking the help of others, he found kings who would come subject or desire to work with him and unite with him, and in so doing, to come against God's manservant and his people. But what we got to understand and know tonight, that when God seals and sets his approval on you, you best believe that nothing and nobody can stand against you. Did you hear what I said tonight? When I said, when God sees approval and his seal on you, there's nothing that the enemy or no one that he sets up or he allows to use them can do anything to you. And regardless to the position of the individual, regardless to the title of the individual, we find that the Bible tells us that here in Joshua, the 10th chapter, that the king, Adonizedek, got together. And because he heard word of Joshua, how the Lord had given Joshua the victory at Ai, and how the Lord had turned around and given Joshua the victory at Jericho. On two different occasions, God showing himself strong for the battle and proving himself to be God all by himself, sealing it, allowing not only his people, for those around them that would attack his people and come against them, to know that I am their God. And you and no one else can touch them unless I allow you to touch them. Are you praying with me? So on tonight, because we find ourselves in a place where we're going through and we're dealing with things, sometimes it seems like it's so hard because of who it is that we're going to battle, or who decided to go to battle against us. And I come to tell you tonight again that it matters not who it is or their title or where they come from, but if God is on your side, you have nothing to fear. So let me read just a little bit of the story, if you will, of Joshua, the 10th chapter. The first verse the king of Jerusalem, Adonizedek, heard of what Joshua had done to Ai and to Jericho, and to their kings. He heard that Joshua had destroyed them. He also heard that Israel had promised not to kill the people of Gibeon. They lived near Joshua. The king and his people were very afraid because Gibeon was an important city, was a metropolitan city. A lot took place in Gibeon. A lot of trading of the food, of transporting of things took place in Gibeon. Gibeon was known for the strength of its battles and the strength of its men. Going to battle, Gibeon was known for having and producing some of the strongest men of military that there was in the land. So Gibeon had a reputation about the city. And so when the king Adonizedek heard that Gibeon had joined forces with Joshua, verse 2 said, it was like the king's city, bigger than Ai, and its men fought well. So King Adonizedek, king of Jerusalem, asked some of the other kings to come with him to attack Gibeon. Now, when you join forces, when you connect with God, when you connect with God's manservant, someone who's chosen by God, anointed by God to do the work for God and has a heart for God's people, the true man of God has a heart for God's people. Yes, yes, he's concerned. His heart is for the people of God, not for his self-worth or his gain, but for the people of God being delivered and set free, helped and blessed, brought out, saved. Are you following me? So Joshua had a concern for the people. Now, you know the story about the Gibeonites a while back, when the Gibeonites heard how Joshua had destroyed Jericho and Ai, that they began to took fear on them, and they deceived Joshua and the men of God there in Jerusalem with Joshua. And because they, they deceived them, they came, the Bible said, they put on old clothing and they got old moldy bread and old wine sacks, and they came to make it look like they traveled from a far distant land. But yet they were only more or less a day's or night's journey away. 10 miles, Gibeon was just maybe 10 miles from Gibeon. And so, I'm sorry, Gilgal was just maybe 10 miles from Gibeon. And because of that, they betrayed or they deceived Joshua and the men of God, because they had not prayed. They went and they took onto themselves this promise or this oath and did not consult the Lord. So because of that, the Gibeonites became servants to Joshua and the children of Israel. And so the Gibeonites served them. So the Gibeonites were there tending and minding their business when King Adonizedek got together with five other kings and told them, come and let's attack Gibeon. So we can attack Gibeon for joining forces with Joshua. We can pull Gibeon and its forces to unite with us. And once we get them to unite with us, we will be sixfold strong, and we will even have more men of battle. Oh, my God. And Adonizedek, verse 4, said unto them, Gibeon has promised not to fight Joshua and the Israelites. Please help me attack Gibeon. Then the five kings of the Amorites joined together. They were the kings of Jerusalem, Hebron, Jarmuth, Lachish, and Eglon. They took their soldiers near to Gibeon and attacked it. The Gibeonites sent a message to Joshua in the camp at Gilgal. Do not leave us alone, but come quickly and save us. Do not leave us alone, but come quickly and save us. All the Amorite kings from the hills have joined forces to attack us, and we need your help. And the Bible said Joshua marched the whole army up from Gilgal. He included all his best fighting men. Joshua put an urgency on aid of Gibeon. The Bible said that they marched all night long to pop up and surprise the king Adonizedek and the five kings. The Bible says that when Joshua en route to pursue, no doubt in his mind he was pondering if he should pursue, if he should go. Is this a matter that he should handle or go after, or should he just leave it alone? The Gibeonites being promised or being vowed or sworn to Joshua and the children of Israel to be their servants now because of their deceit. They felt an obligation. You have to come see about us, Joshua. We belong to you now. You made an oath with us. Yes, in the beginning it may have been a little trickery or deceitful, but you made an oath with us, Joshua, and under that oath you're bound by that oath to come see about us, to protect us, to when we call on you to come to our aid, when we have need of you, Joshua, you're obligated now because of your bond that you have made and the promise you have made and the vow you have made with us. Joshua, you have to come see about us. You're walking with me tonight. Somebody made a vow and a promise, and because you made a vow to the Lord, in spite of your way of coming to him, you came to the Lord just as you were. So, oh my God, and when God, for the Lord, found you where you was, he met you where you was. Oh my God. And so because of that, there was a bond made. There was a bond that was made there between you and God. There was a pact made. There was a covenant made with you and your Savior. And on that pact, that pact obligates him to come to your rescue. That pact now binds him to you. He's got to come, Hashaba. He's got to come to your aid. He's got to come see about you. David said, I cried unto the Lord, and he heard me. And not only did he hear me, but he delivered me from all of my fears. And on tonight, I want to encourage someone that's listening on tonight, just like Joshua, yes, said, I got to go see about my people. I'm bound to them. They made a pact. And I made a pact with them and a vow with them, and I cannot break it. And because of this pact, I am now obligated to come see about them. And because of Joshua's faithfulness and his duty to see about them, because of his oath and his vow and his promise, the Lord said to Joshua as they marched from Gilgal to Gibeah, the Lord spoke to Joshua and said, don't be afraid of them. He said, I will see that you will win the fight. Don't be afraid of them. I will see that you win the fight, and I will not let one of them stand against you. Verse 9 says, they marched all night from Gilgal, and Joshua surprised his enemies. The first thing took place, the Lord made the enemies confused because they did not expect the children of Israel to pop up on them the way they did. They was not expecting Joshua to come with the forces and the strength that he came with. You see, your enemy a lot of times likes to downplay you. The enemy sometimes underestimates you. See, I've heard somebody say, their praise is their weapon. When you praise and magnify God in the midst of your storms and your battles, you confuse the devil. You confuse the adversary. You baffle the mind of your foe, because he's not understanding why is it that you can yet be so happy and joyful while they're wreaking so much hell and havoc in your life. They don't understand understanding how it is that you haven't shed any tears. Why is it that you still got joy unspeakable and these things that they're doing to you? And so the Lord was giving Joshua to know, don't worry about a thing, for I will fight the battle for you. So the Lord, because of their surprise, the Lord confused the enemies. They were confused and discombobulated and running around. And when you know what happens when you shock someone, when you scare someone, or when you come suddenly upon someone, you startle them and they're kind of confused. They're unstable for a brief moment or two. Mm-hmm. Some people lose their balance or kind of pass out because they don't know. You catch them off guard. And so that's what happened because the Israelites were there so quickly in the force they came to fight. Yes, the enemy, the Lord used that to confuse their enemies. And so the enemies begin to flee and to run. Israel ran after them on the road and slew them and began to kill them along the way. And as if that wasn't enough, the Lord said, okay, you still have some that think they're getting away. And I want to encourage someone tonight that's listening to me tonight. Don't you worry about a thing. Your enemy is not getting away with what they're doing. Did you hear what I said? I said the enemy, the adversary, your foe, your haters, they're not getting away with what they're doing or what they're saying about you. It may look like it. It may seem like they're getting away because you're not allowed to retaliate. The Lord told you to hold your peace. The Lord said, I'm your battle axe. I'll fight your battle. I'm your war weapon. I am the tools. I'm your battle axe. I'm going to the battle for you. You just watch me do the work. Show up to the fight and watch me do the rest. And because the Lord has dealt with you not to fight or to speak or to fight, and you know you have the capacity and the ability to come with full force, but he's told you to hold on and hold back. And because the God in you and the love in your heart causes you to refrain from doing such things or speaking such things that will cause them and bring them hell, hurt, or even damnation and death, and you know you have the ability and capacity and the power to do it, but because of who you are in God and your ability to love, you hold your head, then you cry, you weep, or you give it to the Lord. The Lord will send confusion on your enemies. And after he confused and baffled them, verse 11 said, the Lord sent stones of hard water on them from the sky as they ran from Beth-Horon to Azekah. The Lord killed more men with these stones than the Israelites killed in the fight. And Joshua stood in front of Israel and spoke to the Lord on that day. This is what I like. It was the day that he gave them power over the Amorites. Joshua spoke to the Lord and said, Sun, stand still over Gibeon. Moon, stand over the valley of Aijalon. So the sun stood still and the moon stopped until Israel had punished its enemies. People wrote about this in the book of Jashar. The sun stopped in the middle of the sky and did not go down for about a whole day. Now just imagine that. You're in this battle. These enemies are attacking and coming at you with hand and foot and nail. And the Lord said, not only am I going to confuse them, not only will I send storms of hail, of hard water on them to slay them. He said, but I'm going to stop the sun. I won't let the sun go down and I won't let the moon come up. Until everyone of your enemy and adversary has been defeated, and until you have the complete victory over this situation. And because God saw fit to look out for his people the way that he does, he says, you have the victory, just have to trust me. allow me to bring you out. If I brought you to the storm, I will bring you out of the storm. If I brought you to this, if I allowed you to come to this, when the enemy asked, just as he did with Job, and he was going around seeking whom he may devour. There are times the Lord will allow us to go through things. He said, have you considered my servant Job? Abba. Have you considered my servant? Call your name. Have you considered my servant? All right. Now, if you call your name and put your name there, he's saying, have you considered this servant, my servant? They are faithful. They love me. They've proven themselves time again. They're not going to give up or turn their back on me. And the Lord will allow the enemy to come only for a season, because the enemy can only do what the Lord allows him to do. And we know, and we're learning and finding out more, that these temptations, these tests come to make us stronger. They make us who we are in God. They show us who we are in God and who we are in the natural as well as in the spirit. And so the Bible says that the sun stood still and the moon stood still. And God declared that, Joshua declared to God that this day the sun will not move until Gibeon walks away free and delivered, and nothing left is standing that looks like an adversary. Everything will be slaughtered, and God will not let the sun go down. He'll keep the sun shining on you and your situation. He said, I will not let nothing creep up on you or come up on you unaware. He's going to inform you. He's going to let you know and give you to know what's coming your way. He wants you, and he gives you to know ahead of time so that you prepare yourself for what's to come. Now, we know that these battles come to build us up and to strengthen us for greater works in God. And if he has to, he'll make the sun stand still, and the sun is standing still right now just for you in your situation to keep shining on your situation. The sun is standing still. He's not going to let the moon come up and no darkness come to where you can't see and not able to see your enemies, who they are. He's shining the light on your enemies, and he's going to allow you to see them until they are defeated, until they are no more. He's going to allow you to see them. He's not going to let them creep up. No darkness will come so they can creep up on you. No dirty tricks in the dark. Everything is going to be in the light, because he's going to hold the sun still in the sky so that the sun will continue to shine on your enemies until you can punish. And you and him together has punished all your enemies. The Lord has never listened to a man like this before or since that day. The Lord must have been fighting for Israel. The Lord is fighting for you, my brother and my sister. I want to encourage you tonight. The Lord is fighting for you in the situation that you're going through even now. The Lord is fighting for you. Be not dismayed. Whatever betides you, for God will take care of you. Beneath his wings of love abide. God will take care of you. You be encouraged tonight, my brother and my sister. God is fighting this battle for you. Yes, the enemy has come against you, and yes, these kings have risen to come against you. Yes, these men of authority, these women of authority, these people of authority, these people who hold position have come against you, who are rallying to come against you. But you hold on to God's unchanging hand, and you rest assured knowing that your help is nigh you. Your help is nigh you. The Lord is saying tonight, don't worry about who they are, or what they look like, or the position that they hold. I'm fighting your battle for you. You just show up to the fight. I got your back. I'm going to fight you. Don't hate me, because God got my back. That was my theme for tonight. Don't hate me, because God has my back. Don't hate. See, because what God does, yeah, he works for who he works for and who's his. He knows those who are here. And if he has your back, he just has your back. And there's nothing you can do about that, but just go on and allow him to have your back. and be glad about it. Let the haters hate. See, when you have it like that with God, see, everybody don't have it like that. The song they sing, favor, it just ain't fair, but it's favor. Anyway, it's just favor. And some people just have favor with God. And when you have favor like this, when you have a bond and a vow that you have with the Lord, as the Gibeonites had with Joshua, in spite of the wrong that they may have done, Joshua yet forgave them and took them under his wing, and he was bound to them. He was committed to them. He had a covenant with them because of his promise and his oath that he made with them and his word. Come see about us. Quickly save us. And Joshua did that. And Joshua not only went to save them and to help, but he went to save and to help, and the Lord had Joshua's back. And even though there was powers that be that come against you, even though there's authorities that come against you, the Lord is saying he's God. He's God that even authorities, kings, have to bow down before him. The story goes on that as they won the battle there, fighting, that the five kings had fled. And they hid themselves in a hole in Makeda. Joshua went, got some men, strong men, to get a large, huge stone to put over the hole to keep them there safe. And kill them. So don't you worry about your enemies, your foes. Don't you worry about those who are in the throne. Don't worry about it. God has your back. Let them hate on you because of your gift. Let them hate on you because of your anointing. Let them hate on you because of your covenant that you have with God, the covenant that you have with them. Don't worry about it. You keep on worshiping and serving the Lord. You keep on being faithful to your post. You keep on doing what the Lord would have you to do. He's the one that's doing the blessings. He's the one that's looking and booking. He's the one that Bible says he takes down one and sets up another. It is the Lord. Don't worry about it. God is good. And we must learn how to give him the glory. We look at our situation so many times and we go, woe is me, boo-hoo, 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 and not thinking about, well, if God brought me out of that thing, he can bring me out of this. If God brought me through that, he can bring me through this. He did not bring me this far to leave me. And in spite of what it looks like or who it may be that's against me or coming against me, the Lord has promised me. He has made an oath with me. He's given me his word that I will fight your battle. I will not leave you, nor will I forsake you. My God, tonight. And because of that, you have his word to stand on and to declare. And when trouble comes your way, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord have already lifted up a standard against him. But we have to come to the standard. Yes, yes, yes. We have to come to the standard. The standard has already been lifted against our enemy and against our adversary and our foes. And if it does not matter, and God is saying to that, it does not matter who they are or what they look like. I keep hearing that. It does not matter. You're worrying and you're stressing over because somebody of authority is coming at you sideways and they're hating on your anointing. They're hating on your gift. They're hating on your calling. They're hating on the knowledge of God that you have because you take the time to study it and you're versed in the word and you allow the Lord to freely use you. And because people are clinging to you and love you because you've got the word inside of you and this anointing power, people are hating on you. And I come to tell you tonight, don't you worry about a thing. You continue. Let God use you. God has set you up to be a blessing to others. You cannot be a blessing if you're in the same place as others. You have to be blessed to be a blessing. So he's blessing you and put you in a place, elevating you to a place to be a blessing and a word and a witness to others that are around you that God can and God will deliver. It matters not the situation or the circumstance. It doesn't matter who it is, their name, their title, their position, where they come from, their background, their lineage, what color they are. It does not matter who or what they come from, what they are. If God is on your side and God has your back, Let the haters hate. Let them hate tonight. God bless you in Jesus' name.